Hey, Kevin, do you hear that?
What is it, Jeff?
You hear that? You guys hear that? Tom, you hear that? Show, you hear that? Can you hear it? That's the sound of victory. Just wanted to make sure you guys remember that. 9-4. The Toronto Blue Jays beating the Boston Red Sox in the second of a three-game series. Kevin Barker on Blair and Barker today. You said that John Schneider's lineup was, quote, dumb, not smart. care to apologize to the skipper? Bo leading off. Obviously, John gave us.
You
his
want
reason.
My honest opinion? I think it's dumb. That's me. I mean, I don't want to be mean about that. Or John knows his team way better than I do. And man, you talk about overthinking this thing. Holy moly! Like, and then Arden asked him about, you going to stick with this lineup? And he just don't really have an answer for you. It's like, there's a couple of dudes you can always put in the same spot, and there's everybody else. You want to sprinkle around that leadoff spot? Hitting in the two holes, basically now that's your best hitter. Horowitz, your best hitter? Give me a break, dude. Like, seriously. Like, what do I know? Again, I work for
Mark you down.
Oh, I'm on that Blair and Barker show.
Mark you down is undecided.
I mean, it's really? No, I don't. I enjoy seeing Bo Bichette in the two hole. I don't like him leading off. I don't get the point. I get why he's sticking Horowitz
in front
of Vladdy. 9-4. Yeah, that has nothing to do with Bo.
A shellacking, Kevin. A shellacking.
Well, but yeah, I mean, when you don't score a ton of runs and you win by five, yeah, that's what that's called.
I mean, so, that's called shellacking.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, they can do this lineup any way they want to. Vladdy continues to do some things with runners on base. The lineup just looks different, right? We've been saying this for a year and a half now. When Vladdy goes, they sort of go, and, you know, hopefully Bo has the at-bats that he had in the third inning, where he doesn't, just because there's traffic, just because he wants to do something, just because he wants to contribute, doesn't mean he always has to chase a pitcher's pitch, doesn't mean he has to expand. Stay within yourself. Take what the pitcher gives you. If he doesn't want to throw a strike to you, let him. Let him not throw a strike to you. So hopefully Bo can come to the party. Him and Vladdy are doing some things that are special. I ain't even going to say that Springer's back. Should I say that, Jeff?
I don't know.
I'm scared to say it. Should I say it?
I mean, I don't know. It's Springer sprung. I have no idea.
Give him credit.
I'm trying to get warmed up in it. I'm not used to doing this. Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah. It's been a week.
Yeah. Well, I like the direction the balls went from Springer.
He had two hits. One of them.
Well, one of them. He had two hits to right. He had a hit up the middle. That will tell you that his shoulders are square. You know, he's landing with his front foot the way he's supposed to land. He's getting a decent pitch to hit. You could tell the little – when the pop-up went up that Vladdy had trouble catching, the error that he made with the O'Neill, you could tell the ball was going to carry a little bit to right. It didn't – even the ball that Springer hit, he didn't think – looked to me like any way that he got it. And, you know, again, it's just you have a decent approach, you stay square, it gives you a better chance to have results.
All right, let me throw out the numbers. Look, you've all called up to whine, complain, and bitch when the team loses. I expect full phone lines tonight at 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590, because there's another game against the Red Sox, then the Yankees come to town. Don't miss this opportunity to call up after a Blue Jays win. It's like Hallie's Comet.
What are you saying? You saying it may not happen again?
I'm just kidding. I'm delirious tonight. 416-870-0590.
I'm on the bandwagon.
1-888-666.
That third inning, it sold me. I'm in, Jeff.
A bat around inning. I mean, it had a little bit of everything. You know, the Red Sox defense did them in. Ryan Baio was not you're going to have to explain to me the difference between him in this outing.
Slider command was bad. Give the lineup credit for the Blue Jays. They didn't chase so much the sinker in. That's a big deal, right? Force him on the plate, make him throw quality pitches. If he doesn't, pitch count will go up. I mean, he hasn't had a year that they thought he was going to have, right? And that will tell you most of the time that it's fastball command. And I think the last outing they chased a bunch, right? They chased that thing off the plate, in off the plate. You do that, you give him – you know, the opportunity to not always have to make the quality pitch. He can go a little deeper in game and give his team a chance to win. Jeff, I just like, we need to give him credit for the third inning, right? It was the Jansen double that sort of started it off on the changeup down. That'd been an issue, right? Something off speed, something breaking away. Mm-hmm. It was just losing the barrel towards the ball. You use your lower half well enough, allows you to stay through the ball, barrel it up. He pulls the double down the line. The IKF, that's baseball IQ, right? You get Devers involved. You get Devers involved with the bunt single, good things are going to happen. Then the Kiermaier two-strike RBI single, that's a big deal. IKF, baseball IQ again, putting pressure on the right fielder, right? Then he throws it away and runs scores that way. The Bow at bat I mentioned with the walk. Yep. Make him throw you a strike, right? Runner on third, nobody out. It's very
Justin
easy.
What about Justin Turner's at bat too, even?
There it is. Well, I'm going to get to that.
All right.
You let me. Okay? Like it's second and third, nobody out. Situational baseball, right? Get him in, get him over. It's 39-year-old playing the situation, playing to the scoreboard. How many times have we seen that this year? Mm. It's rare. Mm. And then you get the big boy up who's not chasing the slider away. I mean, that's how they're going to try and get him out. He forces him in the zone, right? He calibrated the 1-0 sinker that he fouled off. He's thinking to himself, got to get it going a little bit sooner. 3-1 count, you're looking for a sinker. You're looking for something a little in. He got it middle in and down. You get barrel to it because he calibrated it, and then Springer thing came up, and it's good direction, right? It's the shoulder square to the baseball. He got a bad pitch. He did exactly what a veteran hitter is supposed to do to bad pitches.
Kevin.
Boy, that felt good. Man, I like those.
The Vladimir Guerrero Jr., his last 9 hits. And I think we can say that he's officially on a heater right now.
Yep.
Last 9 hits, 3 home runs, 3 doubles, 3 singles.
Yep. He's getting better pitches to hit. He's not over swinging.
And he had his hair cut.
Hey, look, David Schneider don't look like he got too much of that mustache working.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because that average is somewhere in that 220 range. And
yeah, I know.
You know, you let that you
average
let that
goes down, you let the hair, you let it become a beard. That's absolutely right. Kevin Gausman tonight, velocity was up a tick on the four-seamer, really good in the splitter. Yep. Kevin, he threw one slider. Surprised?
Because it's been getting hammered. Like, righty's been wearing that thing out. What do? You don't throw it no more. That's why we've said this. Most of the time that he makes his starts, he needs the velocity, right? That allows him to be in the zone with the fastball 65% of the time. That's why he needs the extra gear. He's not afraid to throw it. He ain't a nibbler. He don't want to go on the corners. He wants to aim big because he's throwing hard enough. The deception of the split finger because it was a little harder tonight. What's that allow him to do? He tunnels it longer. It looks like his fastball. It falls off the plate, allows him again to go a little bit deeper, not having to force the sinker. He only threw 6 of those. Like you mentioned, he only threw 1 slider. You know, the O'Neill sinker that was hit to Mars. That's okay. That's a decent pitch. I don't like the sinker. Stop throwing it to good hitters, but you understand why. He's throwing it when the scoreboard allows him to throw it now because he had the velocity, because he had the good hard split finger, which allowed him to combine 89 times to throw in those 2 pitches. You score for him in the third inning. You give him a chance to not nibble, attack the zone. This is what it looks like, Jeff.
Jays are 36-43. I believe
they're about to go on a heater.
6.5 out in the wild card. Or thereabouts.
Well, they're due.
They are due. Brendan in Alberta, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you guys what
Edmonton
you're seeing.
Edmonton or Calgary? Never mind this. Edmonton or Calgary?
Well, in between. I'm in Wetaskiwin, which is just south of Edmonton.
So are you an Oiler fan? Or?
No, I've lived in Winnipeg for the last 10
years.
Not
a boy. You're like me. You're a Jets fan.
Yeah, we had our hearts crushed way earlier.
Doesn't matter. It was great watching the Oilers lose, wasn't it?
I don't know. I would have liked to see the Cup come back to Canada, you know?
Okay. Anyhow, let's go on and talk about baseball. Sorry. Didn't mean to digress there. Go ahead, please.
Just wondering what you guys are seeing in Vladdy's last 3 games, 7 for his last 14 with 5 extra base hits. And, like, why did it take so long for this front office to start buying into what Spencer Horwitz is doing at the plate? Like, the guy's got an on-base near 500 right now at the big league level. And, like, I'm just, like, when they came in, Ross and Mark had stated so many times, draft and develop waves of talent, draft and develop waves of talent. And you had this kid down there who was owning the AAA level, and you're just like, nah, we're not going to call him up. We're going to invest in these older hitters like Daniel Vogelbach and Justin Turner. And like, I've got nothing against Turner or Vogelbach personally. I'm just wondering why you're buying into them when you're trying to develop these younger players.
Brendan, that's a great point. I'll pass it over to Kevin about Vladdy Jr. And I think, Kevin, you talked about what you're seeing. What you're seeing from Vladdy. Was there a particular turning point for you with Vladdy? Was there a game or an at-bat that comes to your mind where you saw this? Or is it, do you think it's just gradual?
Yeah, look, I think it's he understands that he has to get a better pitch to hit. You know, I'm sure the conversation with him is consistent with those coaches. Is obviously every time John Snyder comes on our show and I mention Vladdy's name, first thing out of his mouth is get a good pitch to hit, because the talent is, it is. You see, Jeff, like you see when he hits the ball, it's like nobody else.
Yeah.
Like
it just, well, I mean, they say it's wouldn't like just Tyler O'Neill hit one just as far as he did.
It's just the consistency of, you know, what he's swinging at, and if he can get it on the plate a little bit more, I think that's sort of when he starts taking off. And I do think he changes his sights a little bit. Stop trying to pull everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it gets back to, if you aim right center, keeps you a little bit more direct, keeps you shorter to the baseball, and forces the ball in the zone, right? The only way I can hit a ball to right center is to actually get the pitch in the zone that I want it in.
Right.
I think that for me is sort of the changing point. And, you know, again, and the Horowitz thing, look, you ain't a kid. Like, to try and answer the question that the caller just presented, I have no idea. Like,
yeah, it's hard.
We talked about this forever. I mean, you got a dude down there who knows how to control the strike zone and get on base. And
I'm going
to
say
looks
this.
Looks to me like he doesn't try as hard as everybody else. Why not call him up? Who knows why they didn't?
I think I have the answer for that. And I'm pretty confident in that. I don't think Spencer Horowitz necessarily fit in with their run prevention mantra. I think they got to a point where they had no choice. But we know that he's not a sure thing at second base, and I really do believe this. It you know, the Jays are a process oriented team, and while you and I may have known in the third game in spring training that their offense wasn't going to be very good, they need to see, you know, they need all the little boxes checked, you know, and they just do. And I really think that was the reason. Is it's not so much that Spencer Horowitz, they knew that he couldn't add something to the lineup, something that didn't have. I just don't think they knew where they wanted to play him, because they were concerned about the impact, you know, his defense might have, and they still had Kevin Biggio. So that's what I think. I just think at some point the lack of offense forced their hand.
Yeah, I think the process had to force them into, when the process is not working, you got to pivot and go somewhere else. You're probably right. I mean, that's what I think it seems
to make sense, because we heard them all of a sudden stop talking about run prevention.
Yeah, if Kevin Biggio was still here, Horowitz wouldn't be.
Exactly. Deuce and Oshawa.
Hey, guys. First off, just wanted to congratulate the team. It feels good to celebrate with a win. And can I just ask Ross Atkins, for as long as he's here, to like test out what he's going to say to the press on his wife? Because I went to my wife with one of the sound bites where she asked me how my weight loss was going. I said, I'm tremendously excited about the process. I just hasn't translated into lost weight.
Did you tell her that your program was powerful? You got to use the word powerful.
I tried, but she wasn't buying it. So the thing is, like, if he could just test this on his wife, I think all of us would be happy. Just say what you think. And the second thing is, just going forward with this team, I just want somebody with multiple experience in different franchises. Like, I think the Cleveland thing, like, they are so stick to their process all the time, and there's no dissenting opinion. Like, there's someone out there, Kim Ng, who's worked for the Dodgers and the Yankees. Bring her in here. Just keep Shapiro off the field, saying, you want to talk about the renovations? Go ahead. You want to talk about the spring training facility? Go ahead. Knock your socks off. But I want someone in here from outside that can kind of look at what this team is doing and maybe change some things. Maybe some things are working, but change some things that aren't. So
appreciate the call, Deuce. And I don't think you're in the minority in that regard. Having said that, the Jays won tonight, 9-4.
Yep. I'm all in, Jeff.
I'm all in. Seldom has that George Springer contract looked as good.
Wow.
416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. We're going to take a break. Hear what the skipper has to say. See if he can remember how to talk after a win. And we'll go back to the phone lines at 416-870-05. Come on, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. It's Blue Jays Talk with Blair and Barker on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Sleep a little bit better tonight, as will Pete, I'm sure. But yeah, it does. You know, going through a week like that sucks. The key now is coming out tomorrow and continuing with the same aggressiveness and the same kind of will to win, you know. But this is, yeah, this feels good because you haven't done it in a while, it seems like. But you got to come out and do it again tomorrow.
There you go. Everybody's going to sleep better tonight. You going to sleep better, Kevin?
I sleep good all the time.
I know you do. 9-4, the Blue Jays have beaten the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. 7 runs in the third inning, hitting around. George Springer, 3 hits, including a home run. Vladdy, a couple of doubles. Bo, his first game in the leadoff spot, back after coming off the IL. Much to Mr. Barker.
Rolls right off the tongue, don't it?
Much to Mr. Barker's chagrin. Again, Barker, now we'll go down in history as the guy who called the decision to put Bichette in the leadoff spot, quote, dumb, .. not smart.
Well, you're just going to keep beating that home, aren't you?
Well, Bichette, the catalyst with that walk. And 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666.
It's amazing I've lasted this long with you.
That truly really is. Hey, I want to talk about the, because I've got the monitor here and it's, you know, it's hooked up to the truck in Boston and they're running back the replays and getting everything set right now for Central. That play with Vladdy. We talked about that a little bit off the air. Vladdy's backpedaling. The ball keeps going and going and going and going and it falls off his glove. Again, you're first baseman. Describe that play for me.
It's terrifying. Like, you know, obviously he misread it. He didn't expect that. Looked to me like, anyway, maybe the wind was blowing a little bit out to right, and it just caught that ball just right. It had a little backspin to it, I'm sure. And once you start backpedaling like that, standing straight up and down, it's almost impossible to stop and not backpedal anymore.
You just gotta
continue the flow, and hopefully the ball goes in your glove. Because the right fielder, once you get going like that, it's very hard for him to call you off. And you stop and get out of the way. It's just because you're almost on your heels too much to stop and get out of the way. And that's why it was, you could tell it was very hard for George.
I was
going to
say, if you're George,
whether he wanted to call him off.
If you're George on that play and you're charging in and you see that, it really is hard, isn't it, to call it? First of all, I don't know what how noisy the crowd was. I don't know if he'd even be able to hear it. But it's awfully hard for George to call him off there at that point, isn't it? Once Vladdy's going. Because Vladdy also, I'm sure George is thinking Vladdy must have a pretty good idea. You know what I mean? Your initial thought is he's backing up. Okay, he's got a read on it. I'm going to let him take it. Oh, hell, he doesn't have a read on it. By that point, it's too late, and you want to avoid a collision.
Yeah, I'm sure you're playing deep if you're George because of who was hitting and Tyler O'Neill. And, you know, it's just, again, you got a good defender in your first baseman. You're thinking he should be able to catch those pop-ups. Obviously, he's misread the pop-up and the wind and whatever the ball's doing, and now he's starting to backpedal. And the faster he starts to backpedal, again, it's very hard to stop and get out of the way. So I think they played it right. Like, it's almost an impossible play, and it's one of those plays where either Vladdy makes it or it's not getting made.
It's not getting made. That's a great point.
Yeah, Yeah, I just think that's sort of where it's at. So I even the double play, the ball that Vladdy missed, I like that. Vladdy's very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great arm and he knows it. He's got two slow runners. The runner that the guy that hit the ball is slow. The guy at first is slow. You're trying to turn the double play. I don't care if you're up seven runs.
No, I agree.
I mean, for me, I like him side saddling that ball, catch it, turn, and just throw a BB to Bo, and maybe Bo can flip it around. You turn the double play, you get out of it, and maybe that allows your starter to go an extra inning. So, it's not sort of Vladdy's fault that ball from a lefty when he's out and around hits the ground, kicks up and away from Vladdy. I just like him being aggressive. I always want your defenders to be aggressive no matter what the scoreboard says. So, I didn't have a problem with that. I know he didn't make the play. I know it forced a pitcher to have to throw some more pitches, with some higher leverage in it. But I want him to do that. I want everybody to do that, and I was okay with it.
This was Kevin Gausman after the game as he discussed the ending of that seven-game losing streak.
It's been rough, especially yesterday. Yesterday was one of the toughest losses I've experienced over my career just because of everything that's happened over the 6 days, and that being the seventh yesterday. And so, it was tough, and, my mindset today was to attack and come in, and I was going to give it everything I got. And, our offense just kind of came out there and willed their way to winning that game. So that definitely made it a lot easier for me out there. It's been tough, we've all kind of had to pick each other up. Some guys, some days are really just down, and other guys, are feeling happy that day, got to pick that guy up. And so we've done a good job of staying close as a team, not letting, any outside sources kind of get into our clubhouse. And so, really all we can control is what we can do, and that's go out there and try to win every game. And, obviously the last week has been tough, and, it was a very happy group of guys in there.
That is Kevin Gausman, who a couple starts ago, you said he called out the rest of the team. I thought you were a little strong in that, but he certainly.
He said it in a nice way.
Yeah.
Do your damn job. That's what he said, basically. Yep. That's okay.
But in a nice way. No.
They're grown-ups. Yeah, they can take it.
Dave in Vancouver Island, or more importantly, I guess more accurately, Dave on Vancouver Island, I think. How you doing?
Gentlemen. Oh, so great. Hey, just a pleasure. Long-time listener, first-time caller. And I was so excited to be able to call in and have an opportunity to talk about a win. I mean, I think that was the vibe when you guys opened up. And let's stay positive. Because obviously I would love to call in and give insights to all of the negativity around so many bad decisions. But why not celebrate the good, right?
Like I said, I'm ready to... I'm ready to hit the bottle when I get home tonight to celebrate this one.
Although, Mr. Barker, you may have a hard time getting a good night's sleep tonight because of that bad prediction. Like, maybe this is the one time you don't get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, that was a shameful prediction. That was John's lineup being dumb, .. not smart. That was shameful.
No, I said one guy in one spot's dumb. That's
okay.
What I said.
That was
and then
shameful.
I think my words were, put him second, leave Vladdy third, and whatever else you want to do, who cares?
We came back from the break and I heard you guys run the stats on the hits, I'm out here with a new property trying to do a little landscaping, so listening via radio, I'm actually excited to go inside tonight and watch the highlight reel. I've kind of given up on it the last couple of nights and just thought, well, that's not even worth reviewing, having listened on the radio to a loss. So, there's a lot of positivity going. And you can hear it in the measured comments from Coach, and you can hear it in the excitement in Gauzy's voice. Like, there's some positivity in the room, and I think that's going to continue to build. And, gosh, we sure hope it does. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Dave.
I forgot, after hearing all those great comments, I forgot that what I really wanted to say was that Chad Green was a phenomenal, I thought. And as much as we're approaching Canada Day and we have a real domestic nostalgia for Jordan Romano while he's on the recovery, I like the look of Chad Green, a seasoned veteran in there to close that out. Oh, it looked good. He didn't get the save, but he deserved one.
Dave, appreciate the call, man, and continued success in... Are you landscaping or building? He's gone?
He's gone. Yeah.
I just imagine Dave building a nice log house in Vancouver Island. Mm-hmm. Barker, I mean, that would be your
well,
territory.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know,
like
nice and mellow.
Good for him.
Nice and mellow, and he's got the house being built, and it's a beautiful property, and it's probably looking over the water.
Winning's fun, Jeff. Yeah.
It is. It is. Chad Green. I mean, based on what we hear about, or I guess more accurately don't hear about Jordan Romano, this looks like, and I really haven't heard, I haven't heard much about Jimmy Garcia, and I may have missed something. Chad Green is going to have to shoulder the load through these tough run of games, it looks, the Red Sox and then the Yankees coming up. What's your confidence level in him?
My confidence level's higher with Trevor Richards. I think that's, mm-hmm. I mean, he's earned sort of the you know, that changeup plays, man.
Did you run him out there as a closer?
No,
let me rephrase that.
That's the hybrid guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the, you know, whenever you need him to come in and put the fire out, that's when I want.
Yeah.
Like don't give him an inning. I think Chad Green with the history of injuries and sort of the routine and being that guy it seems to me like anyway that sort of needs that one inning or mm-hmm. somewhere around that one inning to where he can mentally, physically, mechanically just get ready, fired up and, you know, do whatever he has to do to get ready to throw that inning. So, yeah, I mean, Chad, as long as it's more 94, 95, 96 than 93s and he doesn't throw it down the middle, I think he'd be okay. I mean, I'm sure they'll be careful with him and, you know, try and put him in the right pocket. Hopefully he gets up there and gets it done. And you know, it'd be demoralizing if not, right? The way they've been fighting and clawing, you can hear it in Kevin's voice. Just, you know, don't let the Blair and Barker show inside our clubhouse. It's like,
I mean, I don't think he was necessary.
That's
he might
not
have been,
what he said.
He might have been referring to you, not me.
He might have been. That's
for
sure.
He could have been referring to you. I, of course, have been unwavering in my optimism and support for this particular operation.
Every once in a while, you make that much money and you're not living up to it. You got to wear it. And that's, you know, sort of, I think, where they're at. And it's good. It's good to see, I think, as hard as, because they are working hard. I mean,
nobody doubts that these guys are working hard. You can work as hard as you want. If the talent's not there, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It sure helps. It's just amazing how much better this lineup looks when Vladdy's doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Just their team, the feel, just the way you want to watch it as a fan, man, it just looks different. Feels different.
Yariel Rodriguez gets a start tomorrow. Your expectations for Yariel Rodriguez,
hey, Jeff,
and if you're Bowden Francis, are you like standing by?
About the second inning.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Jeff,
you might be getting loose right now.
You got any bag of candles that you hadn't used in a while?
You mean who did I use to bring the candles out for?
The Dickie, R.A. Dickie.
R.A. Dickie, the R.A. Dickie candles. No, I'll have to find them. This might be a year where I bring out the candles. This might be a year.
Tomorrow.
I don't know.
If you got them, find them. Let's use them.
It's a little early. It's a little early.
It's a little early, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what I'd like to say is between the last start and this one, that he could fix fastball command. I think that's where – I don't really care if he's got a bazillion pitches if he can't throw his fastball where he wants to throw it.
Like,
that's where it starts this level, and then, you know, you sort of do whatever you want to do with all the other stuff. So hopefully he can come out tomorrow and do that. He's going to have to against all them lefties. They're going to run about seven of them lefties out there. You're going to have to locate it up and in, down and away. Up and in, down and away.
I've been waiting for this caller. I didn't think he'd call up tonight.
Uh-oh.
Gary in Vancouver. What's up, Gary? We're not firing everybody tonight now, are we?
What's that?
We're not firing everybody tonight, are we?
Not yet.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just telling your producer, and I, by the way, he's a real, real nice guy. Don't fire him. He's fine just the way he is.
Really? You think so? I mean,
I do think so.
Okay.
I
guess.
He was there, and he asked me. He wanted to make sure I was talking okay, so he's fine. No,
yeah.
I wanted to say something.
Yes.
By the way, I wanted also to congratulate the Panthers on a on the Stanley Cup win, and also Connor McDavid getting the
Cup. No, I don't want
to. I wanted to get that out there. So
there you go.
But what I want, the main thing is this: George Springer has had a real tough time of it. He is a professional. He's one of my favorite ball players for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. He had a great ball game today. I'm not saying that it was an ugly game. 3 errors on Boston, 2 errors on ours, but that doesn't matter. Bottom line, he got a few hits. I love the fact that he always has a smile on his face. And I tell you something, if there was a guy that was going to be going to the All-Star game defensive wise, he'd be it. Not Blatty. George Springer. That's it. Nobody's fired today.
Attaboy. Take care, Gary. Whew.
Wow.
I was worried because, you know.
Yeah.
I thought he might want to get rid of one of us. Nice, though. He gave Show the vote of confidence. Show Ellie, Tom Young, the two guys behind the glass. They're both doing yeoman.
Well, they've earned it, Jeff.
Well, they have earned it. Tom's actually got it. And Tom and Show, they actually have to watch the games while they're going on, because they've got work to do in game. Whereas I was watching a little soccer, went for a little walk, went to get some coffee, went to get a nice cream cone. You know, like I can move away every now and then. Here's the thing with George Springer. I mean, I think we're on the same page. George Springer's not going to earn his $25 million. That is a bad contract. Yada yada, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's going nowhere. I don't think they're going to swallow that contract. If George Springer can play really good defense, which he does, and if he can just do, now I'd like to see him a little lower than fourth or fifth in the lineup, but if he could just kind of be in the seventh spot, play great defense, and give me whatever he can give me, I'll take it. I'll take a double every two games. I'm a happy man. Play great defense, give me a double every two games.
Yeah, I think driving runs. That's the one thing I think. It's not how many you get, it's when you get them. I think that's for me.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it. And again, it'll help a little bit if Bo gets hot and Vladdy stays hot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You could sort of look over what other guys are not doing. That's what we've been waiting for all year. Like we've been waiting for this Vladdy to be consistent and do special things to baseballs, and for Bo to get a bazillion hits, and hopefully Bo can figure out whatever Bo's going through and start doing that. And, you know, again, I just don't know how I feel about the offense for George. It looks to me like, because he is having to cheat a little to velocity, is why everybody's throwing him breaking balls. That's what you do, right? When you see a dude open up the front side, you flip it to him, right? That way they're missing and they miss big. But tonight it just seems like he was landing a little bit closed, shoulder stayed square. The direction of the barrel was headed more towards right field than towards the shortstop. And that will bode well. That will help him maybe get a big hit when he needs to get it.
Play great defense. Give me the odd hit. I'm happy.
There you go.
There's nothing we can do. Nothing we can do about the contract, folks. Just hope there's a contribution every night. 9-4, the Toronto Blue Jays have beaten the Boston Red Sox. They'll go at it again tomorrow night. We'll be back with Blue Jays talk following tomorrow night's game. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Yarmouth and Middleton, Nova Scotia. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com, Canada's number one rust protection.
I think it's dumb.